Brad Davison, good morning. How are you?
Morning, everyone. How are we, guys?
Very well, thank you. All Age Stakes Day tomorrow. And let's start with the feature where we have Espiona at the top of betting at $3.80 from Sunshine in Paris. Money for Southport Tycoon at $6. How do you see the All Aged?
Yeah, look, I can understand the support for Southport Tycoon, guys. Just simply that different form line, looking for a different angle here because most of them come through the TJ Smith Stakes and such a blanket finish that maybe that different form line is the right way to play it with Southport Tycoon. I struggle with this race, guys. I think there's probably six different hopes and, you know, it's tricky which way you want to go. But, look, I think Sunshine in Paris, providing we don't get too much rain tomorrow, that's the concern. You know, there is a bit forecast there at Randwick tomorrow. If we get a lot of rain on race day, it might be a bit of a concern for her. But I think she gets the draw this time to be able to posse up, get a good run throughout, and I thought she might be the one that's going to appreciate the step up to 1,400 most. Of course, Espiona's proven at the 1,400, and she's a horse that, of course, was luckless in the TJ and probably should have won. So, fascinating race. You could go probably five or six different ways, but Sunshine in Paris, a slight leaning there in the All Age for me.
How do you see the Champagne Stakes then, Davo? The same way, or have you got a standout?
Yeah, Loz, I think a bit more confident here. Look, I think it's a race in three main hopes, isn't it? With obviously the favourite broadsiding and linebacker, they look the three horses that they're going to be fighting out the finish here. I just want to be with Manal, though. I think she's just got the better form line. Once again, she was arguably the run of the Golden Slipper for mine and then, of course, won the size last time out. Steps up to a mile now. I don't see too many issues there. The small field means she's going to be able to sit midfield here. I think they'll go at a good speed with a node likely to lead linebacker, and I think she can peel out at the right time and be hard to beat. I'm worried of broadsiding. I thought he was terrific last week. He's on the quick backup at the mile again here. He's just improving with every run. Of course, linebacker's got to be in the finish as well. He's just probably going to have to sit outside a node once again. That's a concern for me. He's not able to probably control the race in front, and he has to see out 1,600. But Manal, for me, I think she can arguably stamp herself as the two-year-old of the season with a win in the Champagne there tomorrow.
Let's go west to your home state. Melia's Jewel overpass. It was a great battle last year. How do you see it in the quokka?
It was a great race last year, wasn't it, guys? Of course, overpass narrowly holding off the flying Melia's Jewel, who just ran out of time to chase down overpass in a photo finish there last year. Look, I think the barrier draws the key here. It's definitely helped the likes of overpass and Oscar's Fortune. Amelia's Jewel's probably going to get a long way back from that gate unless she's given an absolute peach from Damien Lane. So I think the one that's probably drawn to get the right run here just on the back of overpass is Oscar's Fortune. Look, he was good there first up, 1,100. He's got to go to 1,200 now, but I think, you know, at around that $5, $6 mark each way, he looks like he's going to run you a really big race. Overpass, he's probably just going to have to do it from outside Malkovich. Malkovich is your likely leader. So with that in mind, I thought Oscar's Fortune might be able to nab him late. And Amelia's Jewel, she's going to be flooding home. If she gets any luck, I think she's the one to beat. But it's just that barrier that puts me off with the short price. I thought they missed the boat there first up in the Roma Cup. They got too far back. She was ridden far too arrogantly. But second up, 1,200 suits. It's just a gate. That's a slight knock there. Great race.
Yeah, no mucking around on the BSB multi today either, Davo, with your comments. You either like it or you don't. Colino top two, broadsiding top two. Like it, don't like it. Come on.
I'm on the fence.
Be on the fence. Come on.
Well, you were keen on broadsiding. You were happy with that.
Yeah. So Colino, yeah, I think you're run top two. Colino's the one that's got me 50-50 because he's such a good fresh horse and I actually give him really good hope there. But he's only had the one soft trial off the long break, so I'm a little bit concerned with the setup. But
it's not the answer I was looking for.
Yeah, I think Chris Waller will have him ready. I think he'll be storming home. And I like it, Loz. I think he'll go awfully close.
I want you to bag it.
But you reckon we've got a bad record, do you, like it?
Well, no. I just haven't been a part of this one.
No, he's been away.
I've had to give it to other people. Mm.
On Monday. That's what he's doing.
You just didn't come in with the answer I was after. And how stupid am I, Mido? You never ask a question you don't know the answer to.
100%. Mm. All right. What's your best then, Davo?
I'm on the Tannhauser train, guys. Yeah, I think he's ready. Oof. Yeah. Frank Packer played. I think Chris Wallace won 4 of the last 6. He was terrific over the mile last time. Steps up to 2,000 now. Gets the gate to be a lot closer. And look, I don't read too much into this these days because jockey bookings are so far out, but I do still find it interesting that J-Max jumped off Salt Coast here to ride Tannhauser, the stablemate. Yeah, I think he's ready. I think any rain on race day is no issue for him, and I think he's the best of the day there, and I think the market will really like him late because it's the J-Max. It's the switching barriers that's going to get him 4 or 5 legs closer in the run as well, and he looks to be looking for 2,000 metres.
Tannhauser. Race 4, number 1, 360 into 270 for the Packer Plate there tomorrow. Have a great weekend, mate.
Thanks, guys. You too.